Systemic Teaching About Christian Life Series The Gospel, The Good News of God. Distribution conditions of this material are described at zoominchristianlife.org. Subject of this audio: The Gospel of Peace. Chapter 1. A Heavenly Offer of Peace. The subject covered in this new material refers to one of the themes that make up the series The Gospel, The Good News of God, which already has the following previous subjects. 1. Much more than a message, an offer of life. 2. The limit of the unlimited gospel. 3. The gospel of the Creator. 4. The gospel of Christ. 5. The gospel of the Kingdom of God. 6. The Gospel of the Righteousness of God. In the subjects mentioned above, it has been highlighted that the Gospel of God refers to an offer of newness of life presented directly by God to humankind, and also that the breadth of the Gospel is so extensive and comprehensive that it is necessary to use various compound names to expose its greatness and the diversity of its characteristics. We understand that it is important still to remember here that the different compound names do not constitute distinct gospels. There is only one gospel of God. The various compound names of the gospel, therefore, announce some of the most prominent facets of this one gospel. The gospel of God presents a wide variety of characteristics, for it is through the gospel that God offers all the necessary provisions so that human beings can be fully supported to live according to the Lord's will. Each of the extraordinary facets of the gospel of God is vital or essential, for they complement each other so that God's purpose may be fulfilled in the life of those to whom the gospel is addressed. In other words, and considering once again that the gospel of God is much more than an informative message, it is a real offer of gifts from the Lord to human beings, we can say that in each of the compound names of the Gospel of God is also revealed a particular and fundamental aspect about which the Lord wants us to become aware so that we may know our need for it, and that we may also know that in the Gospel it is widely offered to us. When God, through His Gospel, offers us countless gifts, the Lord in advance offers us what we truly need, even if we do not know for sure what we need, or even if we are looking in the wrong direction for what is so necessary for us. Therefore, when we observe in the Scriptures that the Gospel of God is also called the Gospel of Peace, we can see how relevant it is to the Lord that we achieve true peace in order to properly enjoy the true newness of life that He freely offers us. The offer of peace that comes from the kingdom of heaven is so significant that the Scriptures many times present to us God's own efforts to spread this aspect of His gospel and the Lord's commitment throughout history, so that this aspect also became announced by angels and people who did testify about the intentions of the gospel of the Lord in providing peace, as can be seen in the texts exemplified below. Ephesians 2:17. And He came and preached, evangelized, peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. Luke 2:9-14. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you: you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Acts 10:36-43. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching, or evangelizing, peace through Jesus Christ, He is Lord of all. That word, you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they killed by hanging on a tree. Him God raised up on the third day, and showed him openly, not to all the people, but to witnesses chosen before by God, even to us who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people, and to testify that it is he who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets witness that, through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. Undoubtedly, peace is one of the central needs of people. It has an essential and fundamental role for the life of all human beings, and it also has a vital role in the whole offer of life that God offers through his gospel. The peace that God offers us as a free gift in his gospel goes far beyond a delightful feeling of emotional well-being or a pleasant sense of security. The peace that God grants is broad, lasting, substantial, real, and whose effects result in enduring conditions of life for eternity. When God preached or evangelized peace to us, he did not do it figuratively and symbolically, but he announced peace as an offer that can be accessed and received by all human beings who open the heart to receive this peace in their lives. From the moment God has preached or evangelized peace to humankind, we no longer need to look for it around the world. We only need to give ears to what God has announced to us and to open the heart where we are to receive God's gift of peace through the manner the Lord offers it and makes it available to us.